But James K. Vardaman was a populist, and my grandfather was supporting Senator Leroy Percy, Will Percy's father,
yes,
I guess.
Father, yes.
And who was a real statesman kind of person, a very genteel type of person. And my grandfather said that if James K. Vardaman won that election, he was going to shave his mustache off. And Vardaman won the election, and one Sunday night, he was late for supper. They were getting ready. I always went to church on Sunday night. And Granddaddy was late, and Grandmother called him two or three times, and he said he came walking in the door, and he shaved his mustache off, and my grandmother broke down and cried. She had been married to him all those years. She'd never seen him without a mustache on. And he's a stranger. And he went to church that night and sat down, and everybody was giving him a double take, you know. But he had, I'm sure he did that for the straight reason.
Did folks have a lot of...
No. When I was coming up, nobody had a beard.
Okay.
And I say nobody. They were very, very... A few small mustaches, but I saw an old Baptist missionary one time came here, and he was a missionary to Mexico, and he stayed at our house and ate with us, and the only thing I remember about him was that he had a full beard, and he was the only person I ever saw with a full beard. He really made an impression on me, but you never saw anything like that. And really, talking about this hair, slicking it down, I think the reason for that was because we cut our hair so short. Now, if we'd have had long hair, it would lie down, just like it does today. You can get it, you know, that's the weight of the hair will push it down.
Yeah.
But when you've got it short, and it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Bristly.
Now, a girl she carried her coins in a what?
Purse.
But, and around her wrist she'd wear
she had a charm bracelet, and then they all wore saddle oxfords, brown and white or black and white saddle oxfords, and the dirtier they got, the better they were. They never polished them, they never shined them from the day they put them on, and the scuffier they were, and they wore bobby socks, and they wore loafers, and they always put a dime in the top of them. In the top of the shoe, that was the mad money, they say. If they had to get home, they could always make a telephone call.
Well, what would you wear to hold your pants up?
Belt. I would not wear suspenders.
Okay. Well, if a girl, say, didn't like a boy, or she wanted to get rid of him, she did what? Did you ever hear, they'd say...
Well, they'd drop them, or they...
That poor boy hadn't been the same since that girl...
Quit him.
Okay. Now, after a wedding, would you ever remember people having some kind of ceremony or something like that? Get around the house and shoot the guns off or something like that?
No. Okay. We never had anything like that.
Okay. Would there be any sort of... thing at getting together after a
wedding? Well, it'd be a reception, but it's more of a formal thing. There was not a, rowdy kind of a thing. It was strictly formal.
Yes. Do you know what that would be called if they had one of those things? Did you ever hear of them? A chivalry?
No. I've never even heard that term.
Okay. Well, if somebody got mad at another politician, or would you ever hear of people running people out of town for one thing or another?
Yeah, I heard of my grandfather challenging one of them to a just duel.
Really?
Yeah, he sure did. What
was that?
Well, back when in the days of the Ku Klux Klan, my grandfather opposed the Klan, and it wasn't a real popular position to be. He just didn't like it. He didn't like that kind of shenanigans, folks running around in sheets and mistreating people. He was a very straight-laced kind of person.
Well, I think that's the right position to take. But
he was a churchman.